by a special guest. I believe his name is Hummingbird Saltalamacchia.
How you doing?
Great to have you here, Hummingbird.
My real name is Abraham Jollis.
Abraham Jollis, special guest on tonight's show, filling in for Peter Kane on tonight's edition of First Class with Jared and Peter. We've got a very special show for you tonight. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to get started with some songs for you tonight, and we're going to have some great conversations as well. Feel free to call in. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Gonna start off somewhat of a hip hop playlist tonight. We have Jay-Z and Renegade.
Say that I'm foolish, I only talk about Jews. Do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing what I do through and through, and I give you the news with a twist, is just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters and they live with their moms. Got drop roasters from botch robberies, niggas crotched over. Mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over. Knocked down by some clown when child support knocked. No, he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down? I bring it through the ghetto without riding round, hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in their ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
Since I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen, I ain't no politician, but I'll kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace, and if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference, they're saying you shouldn't hear it. Maybe it's hatred I spew, maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment, nah. That's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed, then I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good, it's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do, so stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo. Cause here we go, he's chicken, and I'm the sinister. Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a
renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to talk about
anything.
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 Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
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 I had to hustle, my back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint, not a cent, got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench. What you hollering? Gotta pay rent, bring dollars in, buy the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling brave, a do-rag wrapping my waves, a pockets full of hope. Do not step to me, I'm awkward, I box lefty or often, my pops left me an orphan, my mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown, especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumblings. My demeanor, 30 years my senior, my childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up, raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky, big, I did it, multi before I die. No lie, just know I chose my own fate, I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
See, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare, Jesus Christ, the king of these Latter-day Saints here, to shatter the picture in which of that is they paint me as a monger of hate, Satan, a scatterbrained atheist, but that ain't the case, see, it's a matter of taste, we as the people decide if Shade is as bad as they say he is, or is he the latter, a gateway to escape, media scapegoat, they can be mad at today, see, it's as easy as cake, simple as whiskey. wrestling Dixie while I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me. Go to war with the Mormons, take a bath with the Catholics in holy water. No wonder they try to hold me under longer. I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube. Motherfuckers hate to like you, what did I do? I'm just a kid from the gutter making his butter off these bloodsuckers, cause I'm a motherfucking renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything,
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 anything.
Welcome back to First Class with Jared and Peter on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Renegade Jay-Z featuring Eminem. Got some great songs up for you tonight, but first, my good friend Abe Jollis is here filling in for Peter Kane. Abe, say what's up.
How y'all doing tonight? It's good to be here. Appreciate the opportunity.
It is a great opportunity, for sure. Anything you want to talk about tonight? I know you have some things on your mind.
I do. I do have some talking points. Get things started. I think best rap album for the Grammy nominations.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Grammy nominations came out just a few days ago. Been some controversy, as usual. Can never escape that with the Grammys. But what in particular is on your mind?
So, the nominees this year is God Did by DJ Khaled, I Never Liked You by Future, Come Home the Kids Miss You by Jack Harlow, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar, and It's Almost Dry by Pusha T, which I feel isn't as strong of a class as usual.
Yeah, it really isn't, but I think if you look at all of the rap categories this year, it's going to be a wipe, and Kendrick is going to win every single one. I don't think there's pretty much any question. If you look at rap album and then all the individual ones, rap song, rap melodic performance or whatever, all of them, he's going down the line. He's winning best rap song for The Heart Part 5. He's gonna win the one that Die Hard is nominated for. I'm not sure which one that one is. I think he's sweeping the rap categories, and I think he's not gonna win album of the year, and that the consolation will be that he wins all the rap categories.
I was gonna say, I think that we might have a 2013 Grammy nominees with Jack Harlow, might take it.
Oh,
like The Heist by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, that can't happen. That can't happen twice. It was bad enough the first time. The only album there that is close is Pusha T, in my opinion.
Love him.
And that was a great album, but again, he's not going to beat Kendrick. I think the real question is, can Kendrick win Album of the Year? I think the answer is no. You've got Beyonce and Adele, and they're going to be fighting now. The Grammys love both of them. And Adele took it from Beyonce last time, and she apologized for that, just like Macklemore. She said Lemonade deserved to win. This year, we'll see. It's not as cut and dry, for sure, but the rap categories, I would be shocked if Kendrick doesn't win all of them.
You know, sleeper in that category might just be DJ Khaled, with God Did.
I can't believe that album was nominated.
I think they just pick and choose.
Yeah, I didn't hear any positive buzz around that album. I didn't hear really a smidge of any of that, but I thought the Freddie Gibbs album had a better chance than that. Denzel Curry had a better chance than that. And of course, you know, the industry, DJ Khaled. The Grammys are, they're fascinating, for sure.
Of course, we are going to be pulling for the namesake of this show with Jack Harlow's album in that category.
Yeah, we will not be doing that. But here's one. The best new artist category. We've got Latto, Mooney Long, Maneskin, Omar Apollo, Wet Leg, Toby and G-Way, Samara Joy, Domi and J.D. Beck, and Molly Tuttle. How many of those people have you heard of?
Maybe two.
Now,
I know, I've heard of Latto.
So have I. The argument against this is that those nominees combined had 1.5 billion streams this year, and Yeet had 1.83 million billion streams. Excuse me. Now, I'm not a Yeet fan.
Neither am I.
And I'm not saying he should have been nominated for Best New Artist, but the evidence there is pretty damning in terms of the quality, not the quality, but the popularity of the talent they're nominating for the award. And again, popularity is not what wins you a Grammy, but I think some of these, Molly Tuttle has 4.5 total million streams this year. I don't think that's enough to get a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist.
No, I don't think she's going to appear on anyone's Spotify Wrapped, for that matter.
They're gonna say we're sleeping on her, that we're ignorant. But again, they got multiple artists here under 10 million streams on the year. I mean, maybe I'm sleeping. I should go listen, and maybe my eyes will be open. And again, I'm not saying Yeet should have been nominated either, but a pretty weak year for nominees in that category, and I think in a lot of categories.
Indeed. Now, how about Song of the Year? We have a couple interesting ones. We have ABCD EFU by Sarah Davis.
We can stop right there. That is one of the most disgraceful Grammy nominations ever. I've not heard a positive review of that song. I've only heard people really express negative opinions about it. It's a TikTok song that was built to go viral on TikTok. I mean, the chorus is A, B, C, D, E, F, U. That is like a third grader could have written that.
Right.
It's disgraceful that was nominated for Best Song at the Grammys.
Honestly, there's also another TikTok or song made popular by TikTok, Bad Habit, from Mr. Steve Lacy.
That's a real song. That song blew up on TikTok because it's a good song. Right. It was not made to go viral on TikTok. And that's the difference. That album probably should have been nominated for Best Album, too. I don't know if it was.
I cannot answer that.
But there's a difference there, I think, is that needs to be made clear. What else? What else is in that category?
Let me see. I lost it. There's About Damn Time from Lizzo.
Yeah, I get that.
All Too Well, 10-minute version for all our Taylor Swift fans out there. There's As It Was from Harry Styles, which I think is an excellent song, personally. There's Bad Habit, of course. Break My Soul from Beyonce. Easy on Me from Adele. God Did from DJ Khaled.
Again, I don't know why that's there.
Yeah.
Easy on Me, not even close to the best song from that album. I know it was the lead single. I know it was a number one hit. Not even close to the best song. I love that album. I'm a big Adele fan. You can come at me for it. I think she's better than Taylor Swift. But
is that a hot take?
It might be a hot take, but I believe that. But either way, there are much better songs on there that I think deserve to be nominated for Song of the Year. To Be Loved is an unbelievable song.
What about there's also The Heart Part 5 from Kendrick, and Just Like That from Bonnie Raitt, which
Bonnie Raitt's still around?
I never heard that song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
I think The Heart Part 5 is probably the best song there. I'm a Kendrick fan, but that's what I would put. And then there are better songs from that Adele album, for sure. Was a Beyonce song up there?
It was.
Break My Soul?
Yes.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I could see that winning. I think what's going to happen is someone's going to sweep all the major awards.
And it's...
it'll be Beyonce.
Yes.
Most likely. It could be Adele, but I think this year it's Beyonce.
Rep category, giving that one to Kendrick.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is refreshing to see him get the recognition that he deserves. Quite frankly,
he's waiting on he's won Best Rap Album for his last, two albums. He should have won it for his last three, but really, the fact that he doesn't have an album of the year yet, and they never give album of the year to rap artists, it doesn't really make any sense. The fact that I think Jay-Z, Kanye, and Kendrick have zero for album of the years between them, even though Jay-Z and Kanye are, I think, top five most awarded artists in the history of the Grammys, but neither of them have an album of the year. I mean, people have said it before. There's a reason why artists are boycotting the Grammys now.
Yeah. They really don't really hide their bias against the rap category. How about Die Hard from Morale and the Big Steppers?
Again, I think I wouldn't say that's the best song on that album. I think it deserves to win in the category it's nominated in, because I think it's a great song. But I would say Father Time was probably the song that should have been nominated from that album if I had to pick one. People are going to say, what's the one where they're fighting?
We Cry Together.
We Cry Together, but no, I think for sure Father Time probably deserved one.
Bottom line, absolutely excellent album.
Oh, absolutely. I would tee up the next song and say it's from that album. Unfortunately, it's not. But up next, we have International Players Anthem by UGK and Outkast. Enjoy.
So... I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
My bitch a choose it, lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck with $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Solo time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world, world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. When I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker. Walk a green mile. Mile. Be piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, rocking Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with some $1,000 shit up on my back. $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, pimp CBU with B. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop it. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could. Cause he paying 20K a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting crumped. Cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So, shit.
That was International Players Anthem. Up next, Punch Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Punch Bowl full of car keys for all my friends. You get to pick your own bins. Punch Bowl full of car keys for all my friends. You get to pick your own bins. The new bug guy in front of my mama house. The new time off private Bahama route. My new attorney get Jeffrey Dahmer's out. And all that shit I told Obama about. Ask him.
Shared nightmares of feds rushing in. did my world, they couldn't touch us in. I got it and lost it and got rich again. While y'all signed papers and handed pictures in. Taught you to fish to become fishermen. I ain't washed this money for you to risk again. We at Chip Rianni's, we ain't chipping in. Niggas fighting to pay when you got richer friends. My manager started off as my publicist. He buy GT2s and bunch of other shit. My 4AM friends that I trusted in. And 20 years later, they still crushing it. So every vacation is still us again. It's baby seats back of the Cullinans. The new Bubba Watson without the mulligan. And I put all that shit under my government. Punch bowl full of car keys for all my friends. You get to pick your own Benz. Punch bowl full of car keys for all my friends. You get to pick your own Benz. The new bug guy in front of my mama house. The new time off private Bahama route. My new attorney get Jeffrey Dahmer's out. And all that shit I told Obama about. My entire life's been blessed beyond measure. If this marks the end of an era, it's been a pleasure. The wings still raised on the Carreras. The dream still king like it's Coretta. The dream still big like Miss Valletta. My chingo bling meet me in Dulles. Covered in tats like it was colors. The last narco without the mullet. You can't compare us to such and suches. Rapping in couplets don't do it justice. Arm and hammer, you can't touch us. We crossed our fingers before we flushed it. When it ain't come back, I was disgusted. Flip my wig like I was Duddis. Die for my chain rather than tuck it. My crown is leaning, I must adjust it. Punch bowl full of car keys for all my friends. You get to pick your own Benz. Punch bowl full of car keys for all my friends. You get to pick your own Benz. The new bug guy in front of my mama house. The new time off private Bahama route. My new attorney get Jeffrey Dahmer's out. And all that shit I told Obama about. Ask him.
And we're back. 91.5 WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jared Cohen. This is First Class with Jared and Peter. No Peter tonight, though. Abe Jawless filling in. Remember, you can call in at 855-915-9636. Abe, what would you like to discuss right now?
Recently, one of our favorite artists here at the show, Kid Cudi, was being particularly sensitive on the old social media, Twitter. Now, he posted a tweet that says, quote, "Anybody switching up and talking bleep about me, taking my song on SoundCloud, thanks for showing who you really are. It's one of the reason I don't want to do music anymore. Fans can be toxic and not cool sometimes, and this app really be showing some of y'all true colors."
And the backstory here is even more baffling. There was a version of Kid Cudi's song, I believe it was Love.
It was.
It was on SoundCloud. This song was not available on streaming services until this past summer. It had previously been only on SoundCloud. And a fan commented, "I like the SoundCloud version better." And Kid Cudi responded, "Okay, I'm removing it." And so he removed the song from SoundCloud for seemingly no reason, out of spite. And then when people got mad at that, that was his response on Twitter. Baffling. Completely baffling. I mean, he's always been a little bit of an odd guy, and he's had his struggles with mental health and a lot of things, but his fan base is incredibly loyal, incredibly supportive, and this was just a very odd way to respond to a completely, you know, innocent message.
It was.
We were at his concert 2 months ago.
We were.
If you listen to this show, if you listen to Misinformation with Howie Charlin, you hear a lot of Kid Cudi, you know we're big fans of him. I wasn't shocked. I knew it was something that he would do, but it was confusing.
It was, truly. Personally, I think that while, as the artist, he does have a say in whatever, he can do this, but I'd say 90 to 95% of his fans come right for music. And, you know, do what you can in your limits. Don't stress yourself out to try to cater to your fans. But that was just completely petty, completely unnecessary, and frankly, quite inappropriate, because it ruined the experience of listening to his music for a whole demographic of people who have SoundCloud as their primary streaming service.
Yeah, and it's not new either. I mean, a couple years ago, I think it was a year or two ago, people were using part of Day and Night on TikTok, and it was just like one line from it.
He lost his mind.
Yeah, and he was like not okay with it. He was like, I really don't mess with people using my song like that. And it was a completely innocent trend. Completely, I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
It was.
It was a good use of the sound, kind of like what TikTok is for. And I mean, I get an artist not liking their song being co-opted like that, but it's a pattern, and it's just odd. I love the guy. He's one of my favorite artists, but you know, he's like threatening to quit music now. And of course, it is his 100% his prerogative if he wants to retire and stop making albums. And the fans would even be supportive of that. But to make it like because fans are showing their true colors, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't.
And can you imagine if he took off Day and Night from streaming services because of that?
Yeah, right. Like it doesn't make sense. And we're here for Kid Cudi. We're here for him, but not like that. With that, we're going to move on to our next song. We've got Selfish, Slum Village. We'll be right back.
I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All mine. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
All mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
My thick chicks down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans where the girls cook catfish. And in LA, every chick's an actress. Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and lil' lot sex. And Hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke Lysess. And New York women are way too fresh, too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. But to my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know,
no.
To all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows,
I'm calling, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
All mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah,
baby.
Now don't be trying to come around my girl acting like Mr. Friendly and steal the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie, and for them fake boobies I paid them Benjis. Get your own, I got Paris, he got Nicki, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes and everything you do is extra cold. From the polo fleece to the Jesus piece, I got family in high places like Jesus, niece. Can I please say my piece? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock, spit like a beatbox, the way the beat rocks. New version of Pete Rock, but for that Benz I get CL love. So I switch my girls around like 3L Dub. I'm calling,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah,
baby.
What up, Pam? How your little man doing in New Jersey? Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good head and your Jetta. Better believe it, Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop some trees to spark up. Danielle, ATL, got them pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me Cardis, take me to after parties. Her name was Kari, and it sucks that we didn't keep in touch. I'm sorry. But hey Kim, how's Minneapolis? You so pretty, hate you show off your titties for silly classes. Cause I love you girls, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're mine, ladies, and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah.
That was Selfish, Slum Village. I believe we have a caller on now.
How's it going?
You're on First Class with Jared and Peter, 91.5 WMFO. Who is this calling?
This is Max from Philadelphia.
Max from Philadelphia. You an Eagles fan?
Very big Eagles fan, yeah.
Oh, boy.
How was this last week for you?
You know, it's a rough loss. I think people are forgetting the fact that we're still 8-1, you know. Still the best record in the NFL, other than, you know, the Vikings who we beat.
Do you often sympathize with Steelers fans?
How so?
I seem to recall a couple years ago they were 9-0, 10-0, and the whole country knew that they were fraudulent. And, of course, they were fraudulent, and it didn't play out very well. And I think you guys are in a similar situation, and I think everyone in Philadelphia knows that.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, I think that that team is not comparable to ours. I think we have the most well-rounded, well-balanced team in the NFL right now. I think if you look at every position, we have some of the most talented players in the NFL. I think you really can't debate that.
Now, Max, I have a question for you. What do you think you're going to get out of an aging Ndamukong Suh and an aging Linval Joseph?
Bodies, man.
You know, I think a veteran is always nice. They're good players. I wasn't really that excited about either of those trades. I think, you know, they're cool.
Not trades.
Yeah, sorry, you're right.
Free agent signings.
But I think we, you know, without them, we're still set on our defensive line. You know, Jordan Davis is on IR right now, but he'll be back before the season ends. And we still got N'Kobe Dean, who's
not very good.
You know, no, he is not. Non-performed.
He hasn't underperformed. He was always planning on.
Well,
on
he just I mean, hasn't he, played. He that fell. Much. Yeah, he fell in the draft, and like that is what it is. But he hasn't exactly lit the world on fire.
Look,
we still have Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. I mean, those two alone, like, that's
past their prime.
Old.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, well. Listen to this. In my fantasy football league, right? Not the one that you might know of. Different football league. Going into this last week, I was 9-0. Right. 9-0. I was gloating every week. I would say, "Somebody stop me! Somebody stop me!" Right. No one could stop me. And I was confident. I was playing a guy who I thought I would win, right? I thought I would beat him. All right. I go up. We're going into the Monday night game, right? The Eagles game. And I have one player left. The one player left is Devontae Smith. And I was down 121.8 to around 107, right? So I needed like 14 points to win. 14, 15 points. Devontae Smith gets me those points. I go up 123 to 121.8. Because your team can't get it together and win a game, or just lose a game gracefully, your boy Devontae Smith throws the ball away in an attempted lateral on the last play of the game, and I lose. It subtracted points. I was up. I was winning, and I lost. And now I'm not undefeated anymore, and I had already gloated in the group chat, and I don't even know what to say.
I would say Devontae Smith is a G for that. Like, that's an incredible L.
It's an all-time bad beat.
Hey, look, yeah, I'm pulling for him.
I think you really just got to take the L there.
I would have been 10-0. I was 10-0. I was winning, and the game was over.
Locked in.
Yeah, it sucks to suck, honestly. That's my only response to that. Cause, I mean, obviously, Devonta Smith had a good game. Doesn't really speak on his talent.
He had 39 yards, but all right.
Yeah. Well,
unfortunate.
Look, I'm pulling for him in not one, not two, but three fantasy football leagues. I have Jalen Hurts as my starting quarterback. And recently, in a familiar fantasy football league to the show, I pulled off a completely legitimate trade for Miles Sanders.
Why has that not been reversed?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was
the entire league demanded this guy. This dude takes advantage.
I got four.
Takes advantage of a guy who doesn't know anything about football, rips him off, and then, because he's commissioner, puts the trade through without the league voting on it. And yeah, some people might say, oh, you don't need to vote on the trade, but that's the rule. In our league, he defied it. Everybody said reverse a trade, and he didn't do it. In fact, he just like gave him another player that we didn't even care about.
Now, listen. This rule was created with 5 veto votes to cancel a trade.
It was more than 5 who vetoed.
No, I only found 4. I only found 4.
I can name 5 right now.
Change their names to hide their identities.
Bob, Harold, Jerry, Linval, and
exactly. That's
and,
four.
And Joseph.
End of story.
And Hummingbird. Hummingbird Saltalamacchia.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Burton Guster from the hit TV show Psych.
We have another call coming in. We might have to take that. We're going to go to another song right now. Thank you for calling in, Max.
Of course.
Eagles fans, I wouldn't say they're always welcome, but we'll take what you have. And up next, we've got Hotel Lobby, Quavo, and the late Takeoff.
Let's get it. Hop off a 16 passenger. This a G5. No, this not a Challenger. Big one. I keep some members with me in the fridge. Get cold seats. They some cannibals. Eaters. They like to geek. Drink a whole bottle. Wake up and repeat. Damn. She took a look. Mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she's in 3D. Wow. I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme. I bet I do this shit for the fam. Cause this shit bigger than me. Color stones in my infinity lane. And in the factory masterpiece. I call him twin, could that be my brother? We got the same roller, he matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me, like the sun. A song, carry some pointers. Woo. All these commas, I want fun. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, fuck a frontal. Fuck nigga, cake on me, no funnel. Woo. Cash. Drop top, feeling like stunner. Drop top, KD play, no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet. Woo. Smoke my pilot. Woo. Take the revive to the trappers.
Trappy.
Nigga want shit. I was outside just serving. Narcotics. Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet poppy. Living on broke with the whole flooded out in the hotel lobby. Flooded. It's crowded. Diamonds be dancing like Bobby.
They dance.
Don't touch a dick like if you cocky.
Don't touch.
Shroom and GC depart.
We geeky.
Bitches gon' trend on the top.
Keep trending.
The way I pull up, I'ma pop it, and none of these niggas gon' stop me.
Pull up.
Gone. Put that shit on, get a cup for the drip. I'm a motherfucking fast.
Keep low.
Keep stacking your banger, get bigger.
Go.
Never will I throw some shade on no nigga.
On tape.
Little nigga, don't play with these niggas.
No.
I see the big picture. We up on these niggas.
Oh.
The huncho, the one you gon' call on me, nigga.
Choke.
I got your back, you gon' follow me, nigga.
Ball.
When I get up, we gon' ball on these niggas.
Ball.
Fucking shit up, cause we beat out the system.
Fuck the system.
Water on me, like the sun.
Wait.
Sun, carrot, sun, pointers. Woo. All these commas, I want fun. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, fuck a frontal.
Fuck nigga,
cake on me, no funnel.
Who cares?
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
KD play, no runner.
We gon'
chrome my wallet, smoke my pilot. Take the revive to the trappers.
Go.
Nigga want shit, I was outside just serving
narcotics.
Pay me that stick, nigga made one wrong move, jet poppy.
Poppy.
Living on broke with the whole flooded out in the hotel lobby. Flooded.
That was Hotel Lobby. We're back with another caller here. You're on First Class with Jared and Peter. 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. First Class with Jared and Peter. Who am I talking to?
This is Robbie Whitney calling in from Philadelphia.
Another caller from Philly.
Oh, yeah. But, I think we have a big fan base there.
Not an Eagles fan. Wawa fan?
Hmm.
I love Wawa.
Who doesn't? Let's be real.
New York football Jets kind of guy.
Oh, Jets fan.
All right. Zach Wilson. Notoriously bad against the New England Patriots. Notoriously bad in general, I might add, but even worse against the New England Patriots. Game coming up this week. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, the main point here is Zach Wilson, and we all know Bill Belichick and his record with young quarterbacks, and I've got low expectations for this game, but I do wholeheartedly believe the Jets are a better team than the Pats.
And go into why. Well, how were the Jets, especially after what we saw 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, how were the Jets a better team than the Pats?
Well, the Jets blitzed the seventh least amount in the NFL and they're third in quarterback pressure. So that front four on the defensive line is really getting to quarterbacks. And I think we could cause a problem for McCorkle or Zappe, whoever comes in.
On the flip side, Patriots have the lead leader in sacks, Matthew Judon, and they're first in defensive EPA per play.
Also, incredible run defense.
They're
incredible run defense.
The Jets or the Patriots?
Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, but incredible defense in general. Arguably been the best defense in the league this year. So, what sets the Jets apart from the Patriots?
Well, I'd argue the same. arguably the best defense. We've got a top three secondary and a top three, you know, rush pass rushing game. And I think it's I think minus three is exclusively because we're going to be in Gillette.
It's minus three because we're in Gillette, not because they beat the doors off them 2 weeks ago?
Oh, well, the Patriots gave the Jets absolutely the biggest problem they've had. Bengals, Ravens, those were tough games, but the Patriots are by far the roughest loss.
Look, I agree. The Jets have a good defense. They have a young defense. They've got a formidable defense, but and the Patriots have had their struggles on offense, no doubt about it. But when it comes down to a game between those two teams, I'm just not afraid of Zach Wilson. In fact, I'm confident Zach Wilson's going to make the wrong play most of the time, and it's going to lead to success for the Patriots. I think they've struggled more because of their scheme, coaching issues, and less because of a lack of talent. Yeah, they're not the most stacked on the offensive side of the ball, but they have pieces at running back, at receiver. With the Jets, with Breece Hall hurt, I don't see this game being too much different than 2 weeks ago. I get they beat the Bills. I don't really know how that happened. But, again, Bill Belichick versus Zach Wilson, it's a nightmare.
Let me tell you, Robbie from Philadelphia on this one. Zach Wilson has that dog in him. Zach Wilson is the it factor. He is what is going to change this game. And he is going to deliver the J-E-T-S, Jets, a victory over the New England Patriots this Sunday.
I would definitely say that Jets plus 3 points is a good bet, but you know, Ramondre is an incredible running back. The Patriots are a good team, but I think this game really comes down to Bill Belichick versus Zach Wilson.
I agree.
Zach Wilson very much so weak on the protecting the ball, but last week, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, we really saw an improvement for his decision-making with the ball under pressure. So I think this could be a lot different game than we saw the last time they played.
Look, I was high on Zach Wilson coming out of college. A lot of people weren't, but I was. I said he was going to be better than Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence hasn't really been all that, but I have seen nothing from the guy since he came in the league. And I'm not an NFL expert, but every time Jets fans say, oh, he looked like he looked better taking care of the ball, it's always the bare minimum. It's like the guy doesn't throw into triple coverage. He doesn't bail out of the pocket on every play. He doesn't accidentally throw a pick when he's trying to throw the ball away. I mean, his whole thing is that he can get out of the pocket and make plays, but he's notoriously terrible at making decisions when he's outside of the pocket, and he never stays in the pocket to make good decisions. So, to me, I don't really see where he goes from here.
I've got a question for you guys. On the defensive side of the ball, do you think that Bill Belichick will make Zach Wilson see ghosts the way Sam Darnold did, or do you think it'll be a more simpler defensive coverage?
Look, I'm a Zach Wilson apologist, but there's a high chance of that occurring.
I mean, he looked like he was seeing ghosts 2 weeks ago. He did. It wasn't quite the Darnold level of, like, literally throwing the ball to nobody and getting picked off, but it was close to that. And I don't even think that's necessarily, like, Belichick scheming up crazy blitzes. He's not like Brian Flores. Brian Flores isn't there anymore. They're not running, like, you know, ghost blitzes. And,
they do have
and
Gerard Mayo, though.
They're not running amoeba, you know, defenses. They just play good defense. They have good defenders, and they bait you into mistakes, and I think that is going to happen. I'd be shocked if Zach Wilson doesn't throw an interception.
Me too. I'm anticipating one, but I'm anticipating a better game, especially compared to the last one. I mean, the one thing that was incredible to watch during the Bills game was absolutely the way he was rolling out of the pocket and then deciding to throw the ball away, where typically he rolls outside the pocket and then holds on to it until he gets sacked or throws an interception.
Yeah. Well, to me, honestly, if he has another game like he did against the Patriots the first time, if he has another game like that, it's time to start. I don't want to say give up on him, but like if he's going to be a guy that literally cannot play against the Patriots, he can't be a starting quarterback in the AFC East. And I think...
Oh, absolutely not.
I think... I'm not saying Flacco's a better option, but if he looks like he did 2 weeks ago, it's going to be time for the Jets to start looking. Maybe Lamar.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
Lamar. I mean, we do have a bit of cap room, but I think if Zach Wilson can continue the performance he had against the Bills, I think... I think a big part of the coaching, this is a huge credit to Sala and everyone out there in Quorum Park, but I think that Zach Wilson really understood the fact that the defense has got his back and all he needs to do is win the turnover game. And I think it's possible we can see that in the second half of the season. But if we don't, it definitely might be time to look another direction.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Great insight. Thank you for calling, Robbie from Philadelphia.
Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you very much, boys.
Have a great night. Next up, we've got Lost. It's Frank Ocean.
Double D, big full breast on my baby. Triple A, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. At the stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
nothing, nothing, nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the sky.
Just you and I,
lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
You're hearing Lost by Frank Ocean. We've got a quick public service announcement courtesy of my good friend Abe Jollis. Remember, you're listening to First Class with Jared and Peter on 91.5 WMFO.
Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Again, visit radiologyinfo.org. This was a public safety message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Out chicks, party. All my niggas in the six, party. Clips coming with the hits, party. They ain't nothing but a party. All my laced out chicks, party. All my niggas in the six, party. Clips coming with the hits, party.
Yo, the flow echo, grab a hole, won't let go. Kick, shake her ass, calypso. I'm drinking on the world, sip slow. Techno scene, laser beam, my team up. Stand out like indigo dreams. In the club, bitches staring, dressed, Don and Karen. They inch a bit closer to see the links we wearing. The jealous cats fill the room, but that's they doom. Cause if the beat gets set, yeah, what you here for, you better prepare for the background, cause your presence no one will care for. The automatic attack, retaliate if it's that tax. Stagger when I walk, let my emeralds talk. Terror status, totem pole top. Never drop while the competition pleads and begs for us to stop. The interlock stack like stock. Style I got, gonna make the world build off me like Tetris blocks, yo.
All I wanna do is drink on the world. Laying on the beach, taking sips with my girl. Here they come trying to trouble me. I just giggle cause I know they don't see. Nor can they hear, so no need to explain. It's peace or peace is that simple and plain. This is our ode to the galaxies. And you can sing along if you feel.
Do you
like
not
me.
Know what the clip is? Malicious, MC type relentless. Why risk going against this senseless? You in the realm where your team is defenseless. Players, we ball, you with the benches. Full of clips underground with the stenches. You thought the camp had love, we show none. Like a shogun, malice murdering. MCs is set with no gun, the slogan. Be to live fast, die young. From where they strike in the flash like Cy Young. How you come when you ain't welcome? Puzzling, taking small sips to clips we guzzling. Got me wondering, how can you live with yourself? Move undetected, similar to the self. Bomber, you want drama? We do drama. Surprise package, we blow like Unabomber.
All I wanna do is drink on the world. Laying on the beach, taking sips with my girl. Here they come trying to trouble me. I just giggle cause I know they don't see. Nor can they hear, so no need to explain. Peace or peace is that simple and plain. This is our ode to the galaxy. And you can sing along if you feel like
it's a
me.
Fine line between the have and the ain't got. Mad cause you ain't hot, in fact far from it. Watch you plummet, we reside at the summit. Full of clips, run this ridiculous. Why you making me laugh? Clips in an E-class, tap the wine glass at the lip. Then on behalf of the clique, take a sip. Remember how it used to be like? Now it be like whatever. Malice and terror, up the bat, double header.
It's the congruent, symmetrical bomb unit. Opposition fate, end up in crime unit. Sync with the flow, hell no, we fine tune it. And make the live hits, watch you break your spine to it. Talking to make you feel me, walking without a worry. Blaze up the spot, watch the whole crowd hurry. Magnetic, pull you like a tractor, pathetic. Fully clips, M.O., yo, ready to set it.
Laying on the beach, taking sips with my girl. Here they come trying to trouble me. I just giggle cause I know they don't see. Nor can they hear, so no need to explain. Peace or peace is that simple and plain. This is our ode to the galaxy. And you can sing along if you feel like me. All I wanna do is drink on the world. Laying on the beach, taking sips with my girl. Here they come trying to trouble me. I just giggle cause I know they don't see. Nor can they hear, so no need to explain. Peace or peace is that simple and plain.
Welcome back to WMFO 91.5. This is First Class with Jared and Peter. We've got a caller on right now. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Finian. I'm calling from Boston.
It's our good friend Finian on the line right here.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. You know, I was just sitting around listening to Rodeo today, one of my favorite albums, and I was thinking about that track, Maria, I'm Drunk. And I gotta say, Justin Bieber might have the best verse on that track and maybe the whole album. What do you guys think about that?
Flaming. And I'm saying flaming. Hot take coming in from Finian.
Uh-huh.
Is it a hot take? I've heard it before.
Have you? I have not.
I have. I mean, he kind of put himself in the record books with that verse.
Absolutely.
I think he put himself in the record books with his other doings.
No, but he differentiated himself. He is really that guy when he came on a song with Young Thug and Travis Scott, and he stole the show.
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Have you ever seen the video where he goes, like, and he's, like, working out? He's doing push-ups, like, in the hood.
I haven't seen that.
You gotta see that
video. Wasn't he singing for them, too?
Yeah, he, like, does, like, a talent show for him.
Oh, right.
That moment and the verse are two moments that just made him one of our generation's greatest.
No, he is the GOAT, undeniably. The only verse that I'd say on that album that could be better is maybe, you know, something off 90210.
Yeah, or the second verse on Apple Pie.
Right.
When he comes in really hard. Pause.
I mean, his flow is just unbelievable. I mean, you see him on the feature list, and the first time I remember hearing that song, thinking, you know, he's going to give the hook.
Yeah, for real.
And he just, I mean, I don't think he was possessed, I feel like. I think something, like, either Young Thug wrote that for him, or he was possessed by a ghost, because I've never seen him do that again, or before.
Well, actually, another song, he didn't really rap on it, but me and my good friend, who I live with, were kind of reminiscing about Coloring Book. Which, what, back in the day, was one of my favorite albums. I kind of fell off it, but he really put me back on. And Juke Jam, right. He doesn't really rap on that, but it's a similar, like style switch from him, and it's another a song I really hadn't heard in a long time, but actually aged pretty well. That one, and Justin Bieber's not on this other one, but Smoke Break with Future, really, oh, yeah. I forgot how great that song was.
You know, that album as a whole, it will forever be legendary. I mean, that summer 2016, probably the last normal year, you could say, that we've had. And what a beautiful album. I mean, there's so many great tracks on that.
Yeah, it's overshadowed because people don't really like his follow-up, including me. This is Chance the Rapper, of course, we're talking about. But that album really has aged well, in my opinion. It's got a bunch of great songs. And people really, when people mention his name now, the automatic response is to hate. And it's a little bit understandable, but people need to remember how good he really was. He wasn't just fake good. He wasn't just, like, hyped up for no reason. He was putting out real music.
Speaking of Chance the Rapper albums, I think our previous caller, Max from Philly, he really seems like the type of guy to enjoy the big day.
And J. Cole.
And J. Cole.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
And Smino?
And IDK?
Possibly.
I'm just getting vibes here. Just straight vibes.
Yeah, I really feel that energy in the air right now. And I also think if you were to, like, tell him that, he'd be like, nah. Like, nah. But then he, like, drives away and you, like, look through the window and you see, like, on the screen and it's like Dreamville. And it's some random song.
I think he would drive a minivan, so I don't know if there would be a screen to show the song playing.
Wow.
That's tremendous.
Well, Finian from Boston, anything else?
No, I mean, I'm just looking right now to see if Chance just dropped a 6-minute song, so I might listen to that.
Like, just recently?
It looks like it. No, November 18th, yeah.
Oh, that was
tonight. That came out
just under 3 hours ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Did it come out with an art piece?
It looks like it did.
All right, I ain't listening to it. I'm not listening to it.
I think here the show will pass.
Yeah, that man needs to get his stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, 6-minute song, jeez. Wow.
6 minutes, you will never get back.
You know, I got a bar about a bar. It's not a joke. It's just a bar.
Yep.
He really thought he did something. But honestly, I kind of like that one.
He wrote it in 10 minutes, right? That's what he says in the beginning.
Yeah, that's not a flex.
No, it's not.
That's only a flex when Jay-Z does that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even write it down.
No, he just freestyled. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. It was great having you. Thank you for being up at this late hour with us at 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is First Class with Jared and Peter. Up next, we've got Just Playing, Notorious B.I.G.
As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Vex. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I'd probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you since real love, huh? Hold your horses, I'ma show you who the boss of intercourse is. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC can't see B.I.G. with telepathy. The recipe, a pinch of hardcore with the gun. Pippin ain't easy, but it sure is fun. When I bust bust my nuts, I bust them one by one. So what's the 411, hun? Dreams are fucking an R&B bitch. I'm just playing what I'm saying. Dreams are fucking an R&B bitch. I'm just playing, I'm saying. Dreams are fucking an R&B bitch. I'm just playing what I'm saying. Dreams are fucking an R&B bitch. I'm just playing, I'm saying. I put Shanté more pussy in stitches. I fucked RuPaul before I fucked them ugly ass escape bitches. You can 76 to 69, try 68. Make Raven some old date break. Only cause I'm paid, I'm fucking all the Jade. Gave my DJ Janae, he like it when they say.